crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born. And his mama cries.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Former President Trump has agreed to give a victim interview to the FBI. CBS's Cammie McCormick reports it's part of the sweeping investigation into the assassination attempt.
FBI investigators say no motive has yet been determined. Hundreds of interviews have been conducted, but the shooter, Thomas Crooks, was a loner, they say, and had few, if any, friends, socializing only with his family. He was highly intelligent. His digital devices and social media are still being analyzed.
After first raising questions, the FBI said Friday Trump was struck by a bullet or fragments of one during the attack. President Biden goes to the LBJ Library in Texas today to expand on new proposals for the U.S. Supreme Court. CBS's Vladimir Duthier.
The president is set to propose term limits for justices and an enforceable code of conduct. The administration is also proposing a constitutional amendment that dictates that there is no immunity for crimes the former president committed while in office.
The measures are thought to have little hope to pass the current Congress. Intense fire scene in Northern California. The largest fire in the state this year is blamed for the loss of dozens of homes. Thousands of people have been forced to flee. KOVR reporter Rachel Wolf.
Probably 130, 140 homes have been destroyed because the winds have switched back around so many times that the fire reignites, little embers spark some, drops that ember somewhere else, and then it explodes. And that's why this fire is actually now the size of the city of Phoenix.
Overseas, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu went to the site where 12 Israeli children and teens were killed by a rocket from Lebanon. He said the country's response will be severe. CBS's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Several airlines have stopped flying to Beirut, at least for this week, and there are reports that Hezbollah is moving some of its precision weapons around and possibly preparing for a retaliatory strike on Israel.
President Nicolas Maduro and the opposition each have claimed victory in Venezuela's presidential election. Officials proclaimed Maduro the winner with 51%. The opposition insists it won by a wide margin. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We have serious concerns that the result announced does not reflect the will or the votes of the Venezuelan people.
The FDA has approved a new primary screening blood test for colorectal cancer. It's not clear how much it will cost consumers. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 18 points, the S&P is up 17, and the NASDAQ 76 higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A search continues for a pickup truck driver who crashed into the Silver Lake Motel in Kenosha County Saturday night. Despite efforts involving a dog and a drone, the suspect was able to run off. The bond for James Broatsman, a former Racine teacher accused of possessing illicit images of children, was reduced from $75,000 to $5,000 cash. A $45,000 signature bond was also part of the changes put in place Friday in connection with seven felony charges. It'll be hot and humid this week. There's a chance for rain pretty much every day through Friday. The latest coming up in the forecast. A motorcyclist crashed into a school bus on I-94 in Kenosha County, suffering a broken wrist and road rash. A 20-year-old Milwaukee man was cited. There were no kids on the bus. And the city of Racine is offering a $100 incentive for people to participate in creating a comprehensive safety plan. Those who take an online survey will be entered into a raffle for a chance to win a $100 gift card. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers avoid the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the first pitch of the game, and Milwaukee's Tobias Myers had just given up a solo home run shot. And you wondered if the Marlins would sweep the Brewers at AmFam Field. But home runs by Jake Bauer, Jackson Chourio turned it into a 6-2 win for the Brewers. Devin Williams able to make his first appearance of the season to close out the game. NFL, the Packers completing 2 weekend practices in pads. Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers was asked, how did Jordan Love go from being his backup to the highest paid quarterback in NFL history?
Well, first of all, since you mentioned it, I want to give a shout out to Jordan Love becoming the highest paid player in the NFL.
There you go.
Jordan Love, don't spend it all in one place, but if you do, I still have a house in Green Bay that's up for sale.
There we go.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Earlier in the offseason, he told me the same thing, but... No, somebody will buy it. It's probably not me.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 82, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 69. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm and a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
WRJN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart. And the world will be a better place.
take a good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Local news, timeless hits, Jackie DeShannon, put a little love in your heart. Would you believe that wasn't her biggest hit, though? What the world needs now is love was her biggest hit. But my favorite from her is the movie Surf Party. I'm telling you, 10 o'clock at night, popcorn, big can of Coca-Cola, and Jackie DeShannon makes for a really great night. Here's Roy Orbison on WRJN.
Pretty woman, walking down the street, pretty woman. And I like to meet pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see pretty woman.
passing would be shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, "Hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner." Membership card to get inside.
A classic, even today, it's not lost any of its luster. Mainly because most of our rock and roll stars have long hair. Long hair, hippie freaks need not apply. WRJN local news, timeless hits, and we got the Wisconsin State Fair starting up in just about, what, 3 days? Is it this Thursday, I believe, August 1st. Did you know they're not the number one most attended fair? They have a million people on average every single year, but literally all that I've ever heard about the Minnesota State Fair, they're not number one either. That's Texas. Texas State Fair is got the most attendance. And this was according to fair attendance taken by Carnival Warehouse back in 2023. State of Texas is number one for Texas State Fair. Minnesota State Fair is number two. Arizona State Fair. Well, I guess I got nothing to do with that heat, you know, but even Iowa State Fair visited us, but, you know, something you can do in Iowa in between all the tornadoes. But Wisconsin State Fair, number seven on the list.
At Uline, they know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. Unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship, minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit uline.com.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 12th year. Kids aged 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to bust a myth about credit scores. Going online to check your score does not hurt it or lower it. A recent Capital One survey found that 1 in 4 people thought this was true. It is not true. In fact, it's less true than ever. We used to only be able to get free copies of our credit report once a year. But now the credit bureaus have to give us a free report every week if we want one. You can go to their website, annualcreditreport.com, and you can check yours. Now, applying for a bunch of credit accounts at the same time, that can lower your score. But just checking it weekly, totally okay to do. Now, I'm not saying to go crazy and track every single up and down movement of your credit score. But it is your score, and you do have a right to know what it is. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Timeless is still a friend on WRJN. Got news coming up in the next few minutes. Local news right now. Stevie Wonder, My Sharia Moore.
My Sharia.
WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits and the Milwaukee Brewers all together. Perfect soundtrack to summer, especially the sound of a bat hitting a ball if it's the Brewers doing it. And of course, tonight we've got the Atlanta Braves in Milwaukee and the Brewers. 6:35 p.m. is the pregame show, which you'll hear here on 99.9 and Racine 98.1 in Kenosha. And of course, our AM 1400, which, believe it or not, I can get all the way up to West Ellis. So coming up now, the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with Stuart J. Waddles and Terry Bell.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 100 Wisconsin local governments have applied for some of $300 million in federal COVID stimulus money. The Flexible Facility Program aims to connect libraries and other public buildings to the Internet. Awards will be announced by October. Democratic Party delegates start voting this week to formally nominate Vice President Kamala Harris to be their nominee for president. Senator Tammy Baldwin is pushing back on the suggestion that President Biden was pushed aside by big donors and party elites.
Just average people were coming up, and they so respect the work that Joe Biden has done. But they were conveying to me that they appreciate his work, and they asked him to step aside.
Baldwin speaking on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A canine and a drone were brought in, but the guy that drove his truck into a Kenosha County motel Saturday night is still on the run. The pickup truck driver ran off after crashing into the Silver Lake Motel Saturday night. That led to a response and search by the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department and Salem Lakes Fire and Rescue. The suspect, described as a younger white man wearing black shorts, got away despite efforts involving that canine and the drone. The motel sustained damage and there were no injuries. At first, a $75,000 cash bond was set for the former Racine teacher accused of having illicit images of children. On Friday, the bond amount for James Broatsman was knocked down to $5,000. In the change, Judge Timothy Boyle also instituted a $45,000 signature bond. It's in connection to 7 counts of possession of child pornography. Broatsman had been a teacher at Racine's Prairie School. TMJ4 has a story about people in Racine being upset after being billed for sidewalk repairs completed 3 years ago. It's reported that after that delay, the city says payments are now due within 2 months or interest starts to kick in. TMJ4 reporter Jenna Ray brought the concerns to city officials who admitted the delay but have provided little clarity on the issue. And almost 700,000 people were in the Oshkosh area for the EAA. The Plain Fest wrapped up yesterday with officials saying the economic impact could be north of $100 million. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 82, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 69. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm and a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if he run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Local news and now Timeless is right here on WRJN. And maybe a chance of showers and thunderstorms later today. Nothing severe. Chances start tomorrow.
That she should tell you, come closer. she tempts you with a charm. Tell her no, 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 no. The charms.
Tell her no,
oh,
no, no,
oh,
no, no, no,
down loving love
no,
from
no,
your arms.
No.
Local News, Timeless is WRJN Something. Written by George Harrison's modest wife, Patty Boyd. Put her one on to marry Eric Clapton. Here's the Kinks.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Oh, let me be.
WRJN. According to their website, Friends of Distinction still tours, though they lost the lead singer a few years ago. That song came out in 1970. One of the great things about WRJN that I'm finding, just working here and playing my favorite songs, quite seriously, my favorite songs, and to hear this one, I had totally forgotten all about this song, and my mom used to just blare it off the AM radio, our big giant Buick boat that she drove, and yeah, there it is. Love or Let Me Be Lonely, Friends of Distinction, and of course, Great Weather Today. It's not the quiet where we're going, hey kids, let's go swimming today, but the showers and maybe slight thunderstorm tomorrow, a little different situation. Actually Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, a real chance of some stronger thunderstorms with hail. So just keeping you updated. If you don't like the weather today, you probably won't like it anymore tomorrow.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Wherever I travel, I've learned that local knowledge is key to a great journey, but so is knowing the language. And that's where Rosetta Stone comes in. They're now offering a lifetime membership to all 25 of their languages. You can dabble in French, try a little German, learn Japanese or Swedish, and you can now get 50% off Rosetta Stone's lifetime unlimited subscription. Visit rosettastone.com/radio today to purchase and then learn for life. That's rosettastone.com/radio.
Wearing your green slips and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweet spell of the God, Judy in the sky with dances.
Come to me tonight. Come to me tonight. I take you to the fine sight. I'm sick of the strings of my kite.
tonight. I'm taking everything in sight. I'm zipping the strings of my kite. Just take your glasses.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me. We'll be right back.
said that you'd believe me, then why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone, without a girl of my own. Can't you see you're hurting me? Don't you care? Don't you care? Don't you care? Don't you care? Don't you care?
That's the Buckinghams on WRJM with local news and timeless hits and news. I love the fact that we have brought news back. Twice an hour, we've got it for you. And just minutes away with Stuart J. Waddles of local news, Mike Clemens with sports and CBS National News. And now it's Jackie Wilson.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Former President Trump has agreed to a victim interview with the FBI as the Bureau investigates the assassination attempt. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The FBI investigation is into the shooting. The Secret Service is investigating its own failures. What went wrong that allowed this sequence of events that nearly killed a former president at a Secret Service protected event? We know Ronald Rowe, the acting Secret Service director, testifies at 10 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow before Senate investigators.
Overseas, a stabbing attack in northwest England leaves 8 people, including children, injured at a community center.
The response to this awful incident is currently unfolding.